Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello and welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. It's Monday, March 25th, and many of you are enjoying some spring break. Brother Andrew, you got plans for spring break?
Yeah, I'm going to go see the cherry blossoms, I think, you know, relax awesome. A little bit. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, adults have fun during spring break as well as the teenagers, don't they? Teachers as well. Mm-hmm. Hope that you have a great week. Of course, we're not going to set our devotions aside this week. We're just going to have more time to cozy up with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you are going through the book of 1 Kings. And if you are with the youth group, you'll find you're in chapter 19 this morning. Before we get there, let's go ahead and look at our memory verse. And this is a great one. I think it's probably a good one as many people get some rest this week and then come back and hit the ground running. But 2 Chronicles 15:7, be strong therefore, and let not your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. 2 Chronicles 15:7. In verse 7, one more time, be ye strong therefore, and let not your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And that's an encouraging thought, and it's a neat biblical truth. The Lord rewards us as we follow him and keep track of our responsibilities. But we're in the book of 1 Kings, and we're looking at chapter 19. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 12, and then Brother Andrew's going to tell us what we're going to talk about today. But the Bible says this, and after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice.
Alrighty, so we're in 1 Kings here, chapter 19, and we're talking about the prophet Elijah. And this is the famous story of Elijah under the juniper tree. And it goes through, and you can see the whole story play out here in the chapter, but the verse we want to sort of zero in on here is verse 12, well, 11 and 12, and I'll read those really quickly. Says, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. We see kind of a progression here. It's pretty interesting. It goes from something, a huge event, this breaking mountains apart, right? Yep. Then to an earthquake, and then you get down to a fire, something a little smaller. And then you get down to the smallest one here, a still small voice. It's interesting to me that after each one of those sort of larger events there in the verses, it says, but the Lord was not in that. The Lord was not in the earthquake, in the wind, in the fire. Mm-hmm. And then we get the still small voice. That phrase doesn't come after that part.
Yep.
And if you keep on reading through the passage there, you see that that was how Elijah heard from the Lord, was in that still small voice.
That's good.
And, you know, I feel like the more this world moves on, the louder it gets.
True.
And maybe not, you know, in volume per se all the time, but just in the amount of things it throws at you.
Yeah.
Right? In, you know, bombarding you with, you need this, you need to get that, you need to do this, you know. Or whether it's the in our devices that we have at home, you know, we just get infiltrated with all of this stuff and just gets louder and louder and louder.
Yeah.
And if we don't, you know, make time to quiet down.
Yeah.
We're not going to hear the Lord.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
That time, the Bible talks all over the place about meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Meditating, which, you know, of course, meaning thinking on his word and praying with the Lord and spending a little time apart where we don't have to think about what's the latest and greatest this?
Yeah.
What's the next thing we have to do for our day or whatever it is?
Yes.
But just take some time to put that test aside, put that class aside, put the competition aside or whatever it is.
Yes.
A little timer. You know what? For the next 20 minutes or however long it is, it's just going to be me and the Lord.
Yes.
And we're going to be nice and quiet. We're going to let the Lord speak through his word in that still small voice, as Elijah discovered here in this chapter.
That's so good. You know, my mind goes back to the Gospels. I think about the example of the Lord Jesus and how many times the Bible says he would steal away. He'd go into a mountain.
Right.
He separated himself. And, you know, we just have to think, are we any better than the Lord Jesus? Obviously not. No.
Right, of course.
If he needed that time to spend with the Father, we most certainly do. And I think about what he said about, you know, entering into the prayer closet. You know, the emphasis isn't, you know, well, you have to have something called a closet. You know, the emphasis is something that's away, right? Yeah. That's secluded. It's where we're not faced with the distractions of, like you were talking about, you know, and there's plenty of distractions in our day that can pull us away from the most important thing, which is pursuing quiet time where we can hear that still small voice that you were talking about just a little bit ago.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny to me that, you know, the ball's in our court with that one. The burden is a little on us.
It's true.
You know, some people might think, well, if the Lord wants to speak to me, well, then he should just speak louder. That's the wrong attitude.
Right,
you know?
Right.
The point is that we have to get to the place where we're quiet enough to hear him.
Yes.
He's always there, and he's always putting, I mean, the Bible's always with us, right?
Yeah.
We always have that prayer that we can go to. And the Lord's always there. He'll never leave us or forsake us. It's just up to us to be quiet enough to hear him.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
it's not
so good.
It's not his job
right.
to force what he wants us to
right.
hear on us.
Right.
He's going to let us do our thing.
Yeah.
We got to make our thing his thing is the whole point.
That reminds me of several people who have told me that they've, you know, Lord, just, if you're real, do this. You know, make yourself known to me.
Right.
You know, like, I look forward in the clouds or whatever, you know, and the Lord, there is a principle that, you know, we seek the Lord, he'll be found, but he's going to be found in his word.
Yeah.
You know, that's where he expresses himself. And,
yeah.
And so whether it's a need that's arrived in our lives or just the need that we should have every day to spend time with him, we do that by getting in a secluded place, a place away, and reading his word, listening for his spirit.
Yeah.
And the work that can happen in our lives. And oh man, how many times have we seen the Lord work in one way, shape, or form, speaking to us, giving direction through his word?
Yeah.
Just countless times
so many
in my
times.
Life. So thankful. All right. Well, this has been a good discussion and maybe a good reminder as everybody's enjoying some vacation and the freedom outside of a normal schedule.
Right, right.
But we do have more time, maybe some to pursue that quiet time.
A little extra time.
Yeah. That's good.
Absolutely.
All right, before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. We're praying for Grace today. So take an opportunity. Let Grace know that you're praying for her. And if you don't have a way to communicate, that's all right. Lord knows who you're talking about. And let's take her to the throne of grace. All right. Well, there's a pun there. I was just about to close this off. And the throne of grace.
Yes.
We got grace. It's overflowing grace here on the podcast. Okay. All right, that's it for today. We'll see you next time.